Of us here. So brothers and sisters and young people, we would like to take this time, our third period class, to actually have a presentation and an update from the Christadelphian Bible Mission of Americas, and then followed by a presentation on the Truth Corps. And a sister just came up to me recently here today, this morning, and said that she is a product of the Bible Mission. So the work has been very helpful throughout the years in bringing those to an understanding and a knowledge of the truth. We're going to ask our brother Dan Stiles to come forward. Brother Dan's from the Ann Arbor Ecclesia, and he will give us the presentation on the Christadelphian Bible Mission of Americas, and then afterwards we'll have the second half. So, Brother Dan.
Thank you, Brother Paul, and good morning, everyone. This is the last class of the week, so you know, hopefully everyone's still awake. I really appreciate the opportunity from the committee to provide an update on the Bible Mission activities. This is something we've been doing at a number of different Bible schools over the last years, and we finally got an opportunity to do it at Midwest, so thanks very much for that. What we're going to do is just do a kind of a condensed version of our normal presentation. We'll be reviewing 2025, talk a little bit about how you can help, how you can get involved. And then we have a big special treat. We don't normally have this in our Bible Mission presentations, but we actually have Truth Corps here with us at Bible School. So we're going to ask Brother James Bates, who's on the Truth Corps team, to come up and give us a recap of what Truth Corps has been up to. So we'll try to our best to squeeze it all in 45 minutes. I'm sure I'll get some, you know, looks from Brother Paul if we start going too long. So, all right. So because it is the last session of the Bible school, we're going to motivate you. Everyone is going to get a participation prize for attending this session. So I'm going to ask our team, led by Brother Caleb, to start distributing your very own CBMA and CBMC pen. So you're not going to go away empty-handed. They do come in six different colors, so hopefully your favorite color is there. And there's going to be a very important piece of information on that pen, which is the Bible Mission webpage, which you're never going to forget from this day forward. And really everything I'm going to say is on the webpage, so this is just going to be kind of a bit of a sampler platter. Also, because this is the last session of the week, we are going to do this in the form of a 10-question trivia on Bible Mission and what's been going on in 2025. So we're going to find out who's actually been reading their Bible Mission newsletters over the past year. Everyone with me? Okay. Now, the way we're going to do the trivia is on the honor system. So we're going to give you a couple minutes to come up with an answer, and then we're going to show you the answer, and then you just keep track of your own score, right? And we'll see what we do with the high scores at the end of the session. Okay, so first question, how many Bible Mission organizations are there in Christadelphia? Think about that one, figure out what your answer is. And the answer is, we're being kind of nice here, four or five. We'll accept either four or five. And we'll show you why. It's a little bit confusing. A lot of people get confused on this point. There's Bible Mission Organization, of course, the United Kingdom. South Africa actually is registered as their own Bible Mission Organization. And, of course, the Australasian Bible Mission, the ACBM. We actually have two Bible missions in North America, the CBMA and the CBMC. CBMA is based in the United States. CBMC is based in Canada. They work very closely together, but for tax reasons and donation reasons, they're split into two separate entities. So we really have five. Now, you may be wondering, what about Agape and Action and Meal a Day? These are very important organizations as well, but they wouldn't be considered Bible mission organizations, but they're involved in the work. So just, I know there's a lot of information here, so hang with me on this one. CBMA has responsibility for Central and South America, 17 ecclesias and close to 300 members. They also work with North American Refugee Brethren. And then the CBMC is responsible for the Caribbean, 16 ecclesias with around 300 members, and also work with the Refugee Brethren. And they are both supported by working groups that, you know, basically cover different areas of the work. So I'm part of the marketing and recruitment work, but there's separate working groups for the Caribbean's, Spanish-speaking areas, communications and publicity, so on and so forth. So it's basically one Bible mission organization, but legally they're considered two. Okay, so keep track of your score on that one. What country in the world has the most Christadelphians?
Mozambique.
Mozambique. Okay, someone's heard this presentation before. Not fair for the Detroit CYCers because they just saw this not too long ago. But, yeah, Mozambique has close to 18,000 Christadelphians just in one country. And I think right now there's about 60,000 or so Christadelphians in the world, maybe going on towards 70,000. Half of those are in Africa, you know, believe it or not. So the traditional areas like Australia, New Zealand, U.S., Canada, U.K. have kind of been fairly flat growth over the last 20 years, where Africa's been explosive growth. So a tremendous number of Christadelphians now in Africa, and over 500 ecclesias. And, you know, Brother Chris and Sister Martha have been over there. I know others have been over there. A lot of other African countries have thousands of Christadelphians in them. So we got a little bit of catching up to do in our areas of the Caribbean and Latin America. Okay, so a little closer to home. How many baptisms did we have in the CBMA and C regions in 2025? 13, 33, 50, or 100? So pick your answer. Everyone got their answer? Okay. We had a little bit of a slower year last year, which is okay. We had 13 baptisms in the Caribbean and Latin America. One thing that the Bible missions have done over here, which I think is a good thing, is we always, we're pretty slow to take someone to the point of baptism. Usually, when I was down in El Salvador, someone would come out for a year and then study for another year before getting baptized. So it's just the approach that the CBMA and CBMC have taken. Not to say that we couldn't do better, but you know, that's the basic approach we take in these parts. You can see where the baptisms occurred. We had 6 baptisms in the LA Hispanic Ecclesia. So we actually have a Spanish-speaking ecclesia in Los Angeles, and that one's growing quite well, and you can see where the other baptisms were. Okay. Next question. How many missionaries in the CBMAC regions were working in the field during 2025? 2, 4, 6, or 8? All right, everyone got their answer? Okay, so once again, we're a little bit late here. We only have 4 missionaries working in the field right now. We have Brother David and Sister Joan Andrews that are based in Guyana and the Caribbean, and Brother Ian and Sister Nishla Neblett serving in Panama. This number used to be 8 and even 10, but COVID did not do us a whole lot of favors here. We had to basically pull the missionaries out in the field, except the ones that already were kind of living down there long term. So we are definitely, this is another area where we can grow. Okay. Which Caribbean country hosted a combined youth conference and preaching campaign in 2025? Antigua, Guyana, Jamaica, or Trinidad and Tobago? Which Caribbean country hosted a combined youth conference and preaching campaign in 2025? So the answer here is Guyana. And Guyana is actually, it's great news. Guyana is doing really well right now. Brother Mark Carr and Sister Liz Carr and the Sulemans have really gotten things going down in Guyana. They did more of a local youth conference combined with a preaching campaign, but they had over 50 in attendance. And the previous year, you may remember, there was an even bigger youth conference in the Caribbean. It wasn't in Guyana, but they had a big preaching campaign. Some of the brethren and sisters got on TV and were interviewed by the local station. So things are really going great in Guyana, but a lot of it is due to the fact that we've gotten some people involved in helping organize the work. And, you know, it's like here, right? Everyone down there has a job and they're working, and to really get someone down there full time or even based from here, but visiting a lot, can really help accelerate the work. Okay. Which country was heavily impacted by a natural disaster in 2025? Antigua, Guyana, Jamaica, or Trinidad and Tobago? So think about your answer on that one. Anyone know? Jamaica, right. Yeah, Jamaica took a direct hit by Hurricane Melissa, which was a Category 5 hurricane. Now, this is where we can see the Giordano's made a trip down in towards the end of 2025 to assess the damage. This is where I say we're actually doing a really good job as a brotherhood. We need more missionary volunteers for sure. But when the call goes out for funds, the brotherhood responds. And I think they set a target of $250,000. They were actually turning away donations, you know. So thank you very much to the brotherhood. And I think it goes to show that, you know, if there's a project down there, you know, the resources will be there, right? Money isn't always the problem so much as volunteers to help out with the work. Okay. Okay, this is kind of a growing trend. We love our Bible schools up here, right? We all love Bible school. I mean, great week we had this week. They're really getting into the Bible school model down in Latin America. So how many Bible schools were held in Latin America in 2025? So think about that one for a sec. Okay, so answer, we'll be a little bit lenient on this one, either 3 or 4. Paul's protesting. Now, this is really cool. So El Salvador held the big Bible school in December of 2025. They had close to 100 people there. So that's, you know, brothers and sisters from El Salvador as well as other countries in Central and South America. And then Costa Rica holds, they always hold a Bible school at the same time, but it would be just more for the local Costa Ricans that couldn't make it. And then the next year they'll switch, where the big Bible school will be in Costa Rica and there'll be a smaller local gathering in El Salvador. We also had a Bible school in August 2025 in Ecuador. And Panama also, this is why we'll give you 4. It wasn't really a Bible school. It was kind of like a long weekend gathering, but Panama held a gathering in April of 2025. And this is a good opportunity. You know, obviously, habla español, You know, that helps. You know, if you speak Spanish, otherwise it might be a little bit of a lonely week, but, they got what the stuff on the phone now. What do they call it? You would know what it is, right? The language translators or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, there are ways of getting past the language barrier that we didn't used to have, but, kids up there, you all should be taking Spanish in school. Okay. Good. None of this French stuff. All Spanish. Okay. All right. Nothing against our French brothers and sisters. So this is a good opportunity to get involved. It's like a Bible school model, so we're all pretty familiar with how that works. And you can get down there and enjoy and get to know the brothers and sisters. Okay, so we want to make sure we leave ample time for Brother James and Truth Corps. So we'll kind of sprint to the finish line here. How can you help? Okay, that's really the big question here, is how can we all get involved? So we're going to talk about four ways you can get involved, but here's a list here. Support your local refugee group. Sign up to be an online tutor. Support Truth Corps. Or all the above. Now, these questions get easier and easier as we go. Okay? So think about your answer here. Okay. Hopefully it's all of the above, but, you know, whatever you want. Okay, so, yes, the answer is indeed all of the above. Now, those are three pretty easy ways of getting involved, right? You don't have to pull up stakes and move anywhere. You can do all these from your home. So the first one is supporting our refugee communities. You know, that's kind of like missionary work coming to you, right? A lot of our refugees, when they come over here, it's a totally new culture. You know, it's culture shock. And this is a picture, I think James is going to cover this a bit, but this is a picture from the Baraka Bible School, which was recently held in London, Ontario, and I won't steal Brother James Thunder, so we won't talk about that too much. But I was talking to Brother Eric Hawthorne, and in Montreal, Quebec, Kansas City, and Louisville, we have refugee groups living in isolation. So there's no established ecclesia. So those are great opportunities to help out. And then in Des Moines, Iowa, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, we have such sizable refugee communities now that they're starting to form ecclesias there in Green Bay and Des Moines. And that's not to mention all of our refugee brothers and sisters who are already living close to existing ecclesial areas. Like we have a group in Windsor, Ontario. I know Brother Chris and Sister Martha have a group up in Ontario that they work with. But, you know, this is a great opportunity. And let me tell you, going to a new culture and just landing there is not an easy thing. So this is a great opportunity to help. Also getting involved as a tutor on thisisyourbible.com or labiblia.com. So this is online Bible correspondence courses where we need mentors or tutors to work with those that sign up. And labiblia.com is the Spanish version of that. And also there are translation softwares there where you could actually mentor or tutor someone that speaks Spanish, where previously that wasn't even a possibility. And the other cool thing here is because, like, our ecclesias in El Salvador and Costa Rica now do their services on Zoom as well, you know, in person, of course, but they have a Zoom option. It's opening up the possibility of baptizing people in isolation in some of these other countries that we were a little bit more hesitant to do in the past, because they can at least participate via Zoom while we're building up an ecclesia in those areas. So it's a really cool, like one of those silver linings of COVID, right? COVID was generally a downer, but a couple of good things came out of it. Okay. Now, okay. I told you these questions get super easy. Is there still a need for missionaries in the field? Yes or no? Yes, there is. Yep, we still need missionaries in the field. I'll just give you one example. Brother Ruben Barboza is from Argentina, but he recently visited the brothers and sisters in Peru who kind of, you know, have not really been an active ecclesia and, or, you know, kind of semi-active, but you can see when we sent someone there, quite a few people showed up, right? There's a nucleus for an ecclesia here in Peru, right? But that's going to take someone to, you know, get involved and help grow that situation, right? But a lot of times the hardest part of getting an ecclesia going in some of these areas is to get that initial nucleus. And just like here, you know, friends and family start coming in and you're kind of off to the races. We'll skip this slide. But it's all on the website. All our different areas have linked people you can contact to ask more questions. Okay, now for the easiest question of all. Where can I get more information? CBMA.net, 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 or all the above. This is not a trick question. Right, and you know what? It's right here on your pen. We just redid our website, right? So it's actually very intuitive, very graphical, shows all the different ways you can get involved. So that website is there for your use. Okay, so here's the website. It's a pretty good site. And then if you're into social media, we got that too, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't do that stuff, but if anyone's into social media, you can find it there. And if worse comes to worse as a last resort, just email me. I'll point you in the right direction. So dstyles@ford.com. Okay, now, before we hand it over to James, how many got a perfect 10 on that quiz? Nines? Any nines out there? How about any eights? All right, we got some eights. All right. You guys are new Bible Mission ambassadors because you know so much about Bible Mission work. See Brother Caleb after the class. We're going to get you stockpiled with more pens that you're going to hand out to your friends. Okay? Good Bible Mission ambassadors? Good thumbs up? All right. James, we're going to hand it over to you. And how'd I do on time? All right. Should be good. 20, 25 minutes or so. Is that enough for you?
Yeah. How old are you?
20 minutes?
Yeah,
oh, boy. Okay. Since he gave me 20 minutes, I might as well take a good amount of them. But good afternoon, and I guess it's good morning. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I wanted to take a little bit of time to build the excitement and build awareness for the wonderful program that we have, which is Truth Corps, in which we get to gain experience preaching the gospel message. And as you'll find as we go throughout the entire presentation, it's not just something that us younger people can participate in. It's something that you yourselves can participate in as we look to each other's ecclesias. So April 4th, I don't know if that's really the right date, but we kind of start with our charge, go you into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we kind of tried to, we went to Niagara Falls, we'll kind of talk about this a little bit. We tried to line up and have hope on the four hats, since we only have four people this year. So, what is Truth Corps? What are some things that kind of happen during Truth Corps? Well, we get a lot of discipleship. We get to spend meaningful time with our brothers and sisters as we go around from ecclesia to ecclesia. We will also get really deep into Scripture. One of the things that we will do, as we'll talk about, is we try to develop a great understanding about first principles. And so everybody will get involved and make like little note cards, and we'll try to build build a solid understanding of what the Bible actually has to say. And one of the big things about Truth Corps is that we get to help. We get to help other ecclesias, we get to help with Bible schools, And we get to help people on a personal level try to approach the Bible because it can be very daunting. We'll skip over all the other ones, but I mean, you can go just read through them really quickly. Oh, costs are a big thing. The entry into Truth Corps can be sometimes a little, I think it's like $500, something like that. But there's like a lot of help that can cover that. And Truth Corps, and rather the CBMA, actually does a lot of sponsoring for this program. So I didn't really have to pay for my plane ticket, which was insane, right? Plane tickets are massively expensive, but I didn't have to pay for it. So thank you to CBMA. Okay, let's meet the team. So I am Brother James Bates from the Stark County Ecclesia in Ohio. Bethel, could you please stand up and kind of wave? This is Sister Bethel Billington from Cambridge? Brantford, sorry. Okay. And then Sister Serenity Abel from Grand River. That's her standing up. And then Sister Soleil, she is right by Serenity. She's unfortunately not here. And then we had our team leaders this year. So on Truth Corps, we have our team members, our regular team members. Usually there are a little bit more, but this past year we were lightly staffed, which is still okay. God can work through many or through few, but our team leaders were Brother Chris Sales and Sister Martha Sales, if y'all want to stand up. So they hosted us throughout the week. This is their lovely living room where we spent the first week. And it was really a great environment to be able to stay in while we went around door to door. And our team trainers are Brother Dave Giordano. He's kind of in the middle on his knees. And Sister Cassie, I kind of forgot to put in her last name because I got called about the presentation. But she's right in front of Uncle Chris and Aunt Martha. Okay, so let's just spend a little bit of time talking about the first week. So the first week we spent in the Cambridge Ecclesia and the Grand River Ecclesia, and we got to do a lot of great things. One of the things that we got to do was have great fellowship with the members in the area. We spent a lot of time with Brother Tony and Sister Lola, is it Pume? And they had us over for dinner a few times, and they ended up taking us to Niagara Falls. You can kind of see that in the bottom left, and you can kind of see their backyard in on the left side in the middle. And while we were there, one of the major things is we got to help out with a VBS. So Truth Corps, we went out and we canvassed. So we had like little door flyers that we'd hang on people's doors. Come to our VBS. We want to talk about the Bible. And we want to give your kids a good time and just kind of do something for 2 days. So I believe they pretty much planned this, and we'll talk about that later, but they planned it out, they planned the lessons, and we just helped out and performed. That you can kind of see the VBS in the top left. And we also got to help out with advertising the Grand River Ecclesia's upcoming public lecture on happiness and their barbecue. So what we did was this time we went around knocking on people's doors. So it was a bit more of a step up than just hanging something on someone's door. And at first it was really scary, but we kind of got over that fear as we got to have a lot of positive conversations with people. So one of the things that we did, we used this survey that I think Aunt Martha came up with, and it was basically on happiness. So what makes you happy throughout the day? How happy are you, and how happy are you with the state of the world? And it was really a cool two-prodded question, because you could answer, I'm super happy, to one of them, and with the other one, I am not content at all with all the wars going on, with just all the problems that we're encountering. So it got them to think in two different ways. And during this first week, we got to kind of build our experience preaching. So this is where we did a lot of our first principles studies. This is where we did a lot of our team training. We just learned to work together as a team, work with different personalities. It's kind of funny. All the girls were very adventurous, and I was kind of less adventurous, you might say. I'm not as fond of jumping over fences, but it happens, right? We just kind of have to work together. And we also did lots of learning. We got to learn Swahili because the week two was spending a week in London, Ontario, with many brothers and sisters from all over Africa, I think particularly the Congo. And of course, this wasn't just for brothers and sisters. At the same time, it was a preaching effort. You have no idea how hard it was to get that picture of everybody. No idea. But we got to do a lot of amazing things and really joyful things that brought us a new perspective in life. So we got to teach the kids classes. This was something that I was especially afraid of. I don't know how the girls felt, but I'm sure they were also pretty afraid. But it went really well. We got to teach them about the promises that God made to Abraham and to so many more people, and a lot of the kids really, really enjoyed it. We also got to help distribute the meals. There was a lot of effort done apart from us as far as cooking meals go. It was really like a huge team effort. We could not have done it alone. And at the same time, we got to build meaningful relationships with older and younger people alike. At the start of the week, a lot of the young people didn't really know each other. But as the week progressed, they eventually started to form close bonds. And as we were, after evening devotion, you could really see the love that they had for each other and just the joy that they had as alongside that. And we also got to help with the afternoon activities. It was kind of it was challenging to wrangle everybody together, but it ended up going very well, and everybody had a lot of fun. We also did a lot of the evening devotions and the games, as I kind of mentioned. And we got to help out with the praise night and perform a play and put on a play for the entirety of the Bible school. So there's a lot of cool things. We also got to learn a lot of Swahili from the younger kids, and it helped us build a relationship with them. And there were actually a lot of victories that came out of these 2 weeks. The first victory, I'll kind of move back here. How am I doing on time? Good? Okay. The first week, the canvassing, it went okay. We were just kind of trying to get people to come out to the public lecture and the barbecue we were going to put on. And the barbecue went super well. We had a lot of kids show up for that. And a lot of parents, and we had a lot of good conversations from that. But one of the main victories was the girls going out. I unfortunately didn't go out, but the girls were very brave. They went out when we were kind of watching the fireworks, and they were handing out pamphlets. And one family in particular was especially moved by their actions, and they have been coming to the Grand River Ecclesia for Bible class and memorial every week since. So, good job, girls. And thanks be to God for such, I think it's really helped out the Ecclesia and given them hope as far as getting more people invested in the truth. It's a big win. And then the second big win was from this week, all of the younger people have since created a group chat in which they do the Bible readings, which is incredible. Those, I don't know if you've ever been a part of one of those Bible readings groups that have come out of a Bible school, but I certainly have, and it has shaped me tremendously. and it has given me so much confidence in talking about God's Word. So, these are the previous teams. There's been a lot more people in past years. I can't really talk about them too much because I don't really know their story. But just know that Truth Corps has been around for a very long time. There's been over 300 team members. It's been here since 1969. So it's not really going anywhere. It's the only annual preaching program with specific focus on the Americas. And it really has impacted thousands of lives. It certainly has shaped our lives, our team's lives, and will help as we go back into the world. But what is Truth Corps? This is probably the most important. If you can pay attention for five more minutes, you'll have lunch, and it will be great. So, when you go on Truth Corps, you can dedicate 3 to 6 weeks. That's typically the time you want to allot. I believe that you can dedicate less time if there's something that you have to take care of in your personal life. But just know, it's something that you're going to have to set apart time for, and it's something that you're really going to have to invest yourself in. It's not just a lighthearted decision that you make spontaneously. And if you do make that lighthearted, spontaneous decision, be sure to commit to it. And we spend 1 to 2 weeks in each location, as you kind of saw. Teams made up of 6 to 10, that didn't really happen. But there is training that we do, and if you're younger, you can kind of be a part of that. Okay? So what do? We did door-to-door preaching, Bible presentations. We visit old contacts that the ecclesias may have established. We didn't really get to do that this time around. God willing, next time we might. We hosted a vacation Bible school, support the local CYC. And you don't have to have previous preaching experience to do this. Some of us had no idea how to do this, and we walked away with a very solid understanding of how to do it. We're still not perfect at it, but it's better. So if you want experience in preaching, like I prayed for 7 months ago, this is the answer to your prayer. Okay? So what are our objectives? We want to plant seeds and water. So we want to help with the ecclesia. We want to water it, and we want to grow all the people that are coming into the truth. We also want to help each other on the team. We want to make sure that we're growing the best way possible, and we want to work out any rough edges and try to just strengthen each other in general. We also want to build a lasting desire to serve in the mission field, because the laborers, this is really important. God has said that there is so much work that needs to be done. The harvest is incredibly plentiful, but the laborers are few. That's, I think, really, if you want to take anything out of this presentation, there is so much work that needs to be done that God wants us to do, but we just have to be willing to dedicate ourselves to that. And also, we do want to build up the body so that as we approach the kingdom, we're ready for the responsibilities that God gifts us in that. Okay, so this is kind of the setup of Truth Corps. We'll go through this quickly. So we do training, and then we do domestic programs, so we'll kind of work in local area, then we'll go internationally, and then we're at the Bible school. So we've been at the Bible school for a week. It's been really great. Got to build good relationships, and hopefully we'll inspire some other people to dedicate some time next year for Truth Corps. Okay? So how do you get involved? Join the pre-training. You could also volunteer to be a leader like Uncle Chris and Aunt Martha. You could also invite Truth Corps to come to your ecclesia. That would be great, and we could provide a lot of help. You could also develop a VBS package, just try to prepare a lesson. Maybe you could even try to do some preaching material, and you could do web support. So how do you become a host ecclesia? It's pretty flexible. You can kind of just ask for a little bit of help. Like, the Cambridge Ecclesia only really wanted us for like 2 to 3 days. And the Grand River Ecclesia kind of wanted us for the same amount of time. It was a little bit more. But it is really flexible. And we get to work alongside of y'all in the ecclesia. So Obviously, we're canvassing, following up. This is kind of just the same thing we've been talking about, so we can do that. But if you're going to host and be a host ecclesia, just know you might want to prepare something for us to do so that we're not just staying there for a week and not helping out. Hosting for 2 weeks. Expenses of the host ecclesia. Typically, the host ecclesia will provide a lot of care for the team as far as meals go, housing goes. But if you're a smaller ecclesia, there is a lot of support at CBMA. CBMA.net. They can help you out. Okay? And it works equally well in small ecclesias or large ecclesias. Awesome. Okay. So, this is the contact to Brother Bruce. He can answer a lot of your questions as concerning how you can get involved. And this is obviously the website. Everybody say it with me. CBMA.net. Okay, I didn't get a lot of enthusiasm there. But I just wanted to say one thing. Last year at Shippensburg Bible School, around 1 year ago, I didn't think that I would be standing here with such an amazing team doing such an amazing task. When this program was given to me at Shippensburg Bible School, I was a little like, okay, I kind of just want to get done with the evening program and I want to get on to the devotion. But it is something that will change your life. It is something that is really meaningful, and the work that God called us to do is often uncomfortable and very challenging and hard to get started, but it is life-changing and transforming. His love is so unimaginable. Thank you.